In the first place, I can't heal, and I always give the Lord the credit.
Okay.
Because he's the one that does it. And let me say this from experience. There is a feeling that'll come that you feel good, you know, that there's a miracle right in front of you. It's happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to immediately, just immediately say, thank you, Jesus, for doing this miracle. You know, just like Peter told Cornelius, he said, get up, I'm just a man, as you are, you know. And I humble myself before the Lord, and I just thank him and praise him for what he has just done, you know. And if we all could really have faith and trust God to bring things to pass, we would all see more, you know. It's just that I think a lot of times people, they don't know how, or they don't understand, you know, how a miracle would happen, or, you know, how it works. But I can tell you this, all my life, ever since I was 3 years old, I say it that way, God has just used me, and I'm just a vessel of his.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. We're talking to evangelist Elaine MacArthur, the book, Where There's Bitter, Look for the Sweet. And she's talking about miraculous things that has happened in her life and how she was able to heal through the strength of God. How important is it, evangelist, to just have faith in Almighty God?
It should be your life, because, you know, like I said in the book, there's bitter in everybody's life. People are going through things. They're hurting one way or another. You have people that, you know, on drugs, or they're doing things out because they don't know what to do. They don't have the answer, and they don't know where to turn to. But if we, you know, could just let people, help people, say, wait a minute, we have a living God. He's not dead. He hadn't retired. He's not senile. He hears and answers our prayers, and he's ready. All he wants us to do is believe in him and just trust him. And I find that maybe somebody, you know, they say, well, I know he can. I know God can do this if he wants to. But we have to go a little bit further than that. We have to say, wait a minute, I know he will do it. You know, and trust him to do it.
Where can one pick up this book?
Okay, they can get it from Books A Million or Barnes & Noble's or the Amazon or even Target. It's in their system. Target's a little bit backed up, they say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you have to get it in their it's in their system. But I don't know. I'm not familiar with Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you have Barnes & Noble.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. Uh-huh.
Okay. They can get it.
Okay.
They can get it through them.
Okay. Our guest, evangelist Elaine MacArthur, a beautiful book, a book about miracles and healings. And finally, evangelist MacArthur, what's a message you want to leave with our listeners or reader of your book?
Okay. Let me say this. Everyone that has read my book so far, they have one comment that's always the same. Everything, all my feedback is this. When I started reading that book, I could not put it down. And it just really gets a hold of you, because this is kind of funny a little bit, but, you know, Moses was a legend.
Mm-hmm.
We know, but Moses is dead. And I say, I'm a living legend.
Hey.
So I'm still here.
Yeah, all right.
So to my readers, I mean, to your audience and everything, I encourage them to get the book. They won't be sorry at all. They will not be sorry about it. It's a very easy reading, and I feel like they would really enjoy it.
Great book, great message. Should be a philosophy for life for people. Where there is bitter, look for the sweet. Evangelist Elaine MacArthur, our guest. Evangelist, it has been a pleasure talking to you, and may God continue to bless you. Thank you for spending time with us.
And thank you, too. And I'll say good night.
Good night. Evangelist Elaine MacArthur. on Star 1310. Evangelist? Hello?